tradition work. And he had some issue with that. I'm not sure what the issue was, but he was unhappy with that. And,
didn't.
That contract wasn't renewed, and so he
went with it. Okay.
But if it's just to Springfield or something, we do our own.
Yeah, I mean locally.
Yes, locally.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Move to approve the agreement for inmate transportation services by and between Taney County and Security Transport Services of Topeka, Kansas.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Court orders.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This morning I'm going to start with what's the first thing in your office book? I think I got this backwards.
Harding.
Is it erroneous or personal property?
Erroneous.
Erroneous.
Okay. Statement number 20587.
All right. My folders, I got them backwards. So. All right. First thing I'm going to have for you is erroneous abatements. 205-870, 871, and 873. 205-870. Per taxpayer, property sold to the village of Kirbyville should have been exempt. On 871, per taxpayer, they are an exempt entity. Billboard is for exempt use.
For which one?
That was 205-871. And 205-873, per taxpayer, billboard was removed 8-6-2018.
I have no problems with any of those.
No, but I have a question. So they own, the community college owns the billboard, and then they have their own advertisement on it, and so it's tax exempt on it.
Yes.
It says they also have other advertisement, but the opinion that we got said if they owned the billboard and they showed proof they owned it, then it was exempt.
On both sides or just one side?
The way I read the letter that from was on both sides. If they own, if the community college owns the billboard.
So they're receiving a donation for the other side?
It showed that the assessor contacted the state, correct me, Mr. Assessor, if I'm misstating, that what I remember reading on it, if he contacted and they showed that they owned the billboard, then it would be exempt, even if they rented the other side for something. Is that right?
Correct.
So then the entity that leases it doesn't pay any taxes on it, even though they're a for-profit entity.
Correct.
Well, they're paying them. They're paying them the rent. I don't know that.
Right. No, I just know there's another instance where it's an individual that leases to a not-for-profit, and I think that individual doesn't pay. The individual's not a not-for-profit, but then the individual is not paying property tax on that.
Well.
So that means if I own something and I leased it and I rent it out to a not-for-profit, then I shouldn't have to pay taxes on what I rent out.
The way I think a billboard is I'm paying the company for having my sign on there. I'm not paying property taxes to it. Who owns that sign would be paying property tax. So Ben's the non-profit organization owns the sign.
I'm saying in past. I just think it's interesting. I think the state tax commission has ruled opposite scenario of not paying taxes as well.
I'm not sure that's the same item. See, if they own the land and the pardon.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
If they own the land and the sign, if I'm a church or a college or whatever, if I own both, then I'm exempt from taxes for tax purposes. What I do with that sign, I own the sign, so I'm exempt. It's the way that I read the opinion.
Right, and I just think it's interesting.
I have the same issue because of the Mel Tillis Theater.
Well, there's another issue.
Well, that was different, too.
Well, I know the State Tax Commission allowed an individual to own property, lease that property to a non-for-profit, and not pay taxes on that property.
Yeah, okay.
I wasn't going to say names.
Written it again, I'm trying
to... I'm saying if I own something and lease it to a non-for-profit, then I should have to pay taxes on it.
But you own it. It's a difference.
So does another... I find it interesting.
Yeah. If I as an individual own it...
I just find it interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Exhibit A, with today's date is the 9th.
Yes, sir.
Move to approve Exhibit A, dated December 9th, 2019.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Wesley, we have the paid abatements next.
Okay.
You have?
Real estate paid abatements. Abatement number is 205-872. My notes here is a refund taxpayer refund. Taxpayer put house on different in a different name, but residence was never occupied.
And I'm not sure I understood all of that. It's down as erroneous. It was put on for occupancy in September 2019, but not sold, and the owner paid taxes.
He's the contractor, so it's always done at a reduced rate, isn't it, whenever the contractor owns the...
Well, until a property is occupied, the residence is occupied, we're not to put it on the books. There was a name change by way of the deed, which we thought had changed hands, but it really didn't change hands, and it wasn't occupied was the key.
So it's still the builder that owns it then? Is that?
Yeah, that would be.
But they changed the name on the deed.
There was a name change on the deed. As I remember, it was like a company name or something, and it went to an individual's name. Our appraiser assumed that it had been occupied, you know, that was the occupant, but it wasn't.
Move to approve Exhibit B, dated December 9th, 2019.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Next set of abatements are personal property abatements. Abatement numbers are 300313 and 300315. On the 313, per call with taxpayer, January 1st of 2019, the taxpayer called and stated the 2008 Ford did not depreciate for the 10-year depreciation. Taxpayer was overcharged and paid the $2,230 over that they may over what they should have paid. Please refund the $2,230 assessed back to the taxpayer. And the $2,230 they're talking about is the appraised value, the assessed valuation.
This was in 2018. Was that before the software programmer got it fixed so that it would automatically depreciate so that it would take care of that for future?
No, the program takes care of it. But if for some reason there's an override on the value, it won't change.
I remember you explaining that. So they had an override from a previous year, and it hadn't been changed, and so the program didn't know it.
That would be my assumption.
Thank you.
Move to approve Exhibit C, dated December 9, 2019.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
That is all I have for court orders today. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Personal property add-on report, October and November.
Move to enter into the record the add-on reports from October 2019 and November 2019 as presented by the County Clerk's Office.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Denim agreement for wheel loader, Fabric Caterpillar, number 19128, Road and Bridge.
This is where they had to add the thing that's left off of it.
I have a letter dated November 27, 2019 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott. He has prepared then an addendum to the above reference agreement by and between Fabric Caterpillar and Taney County. And he approves the addendum as to form.
And that original agreement, I think we were going on something like a state bid or somebody else's bid, copying on with it. Yeah.
Devin, what was it we had to add? I forget. It was automotive, yeah. Mm-hmm. Move to approve the addendum to the agreement for the wheel loader by and between Taney County and Fabic Caterpillar.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Field dirt agreement. Kanika Camp.
Move to approve the field dirt agreement by and between Taney County and Kanika Camps, represented by Greg Snyder.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Bid recommendations. Annual Engineering Services, number 201911-435.
Yes, thank you. This is in reference to a request for qualifications that went out prior to our expiration of our current agreements for our annual engineering architectural services based on our county policy. This project, with the assistance of Road and Bridge, was released on November the 2nd, 2019. It closed last week on December the 4th. We received this year 7 SOQs, which is a statement of qualification from 7 different architectural companies. And Road and Bridge took time to review each and every one of those closely. I assisted. And we have this morning a prepared recommendation for selection of the 3 companies that we felt